Through his grace and his mercy, and also his cleansing blood, that we can stand this morning and receive forgiveness of sins and healing in our bodies and everything that he's purchased for us. We'll just bow our heads in prayer at this time. Welcome our Lord here. Precious Lord Jesus, Lord, we just come before you this morning, Lord, through, Lord, that precious blood, Lord, that we sing about, Lord. Lord, we just come through it, Lord, to your throne of grace this morning, Lord, that washes us whiter than snow, Lord Jesus, that we could stand in your presence, Lord, and bring our petitions, Lord, and our wants and our needs before you, Lord, and just to receive your love as well, Lord. And Lord Jesus, we just commit this time into your hands, Lord. We pray a blessing upon it, Lord. Would you anoint the singing, Lord, the preaching, the speaking of the word, Lord, and touch each heart, Lord, and bless the meet the needs of the people this morning. I pray, commit all things into your hands in Jesus' name. Amen. Shall we sing number 247, Sing the Wondrous Love of Jesus?
Sing the wondrous love of Jesus, sing his mercy and his grace. In those mansions bright and
Just beside it.
victory is won. 10,000 years and we've just begun.
Amen. Praise the Lord. 10,000 years. It won't be a quick hour and a half service in the morning. It'll be 10,000 years and another 10,000. So hold on to your hats. We'll be there for a while. Praise the Lord. Sister Pauline, you have a song item this morning? Does anybody else have one? Just so I can, what if Missy as well? Okay. Let's just sing number 228. God said, set my people free, and then we'll have those items. Thank you. You can bring yours first, Sister Pauline.
God said, set my people free and let them go. God said, set my people free and let them go. God said, set my people free and let them go. Into the
praise the Lord. You may be seated at this time. Thank you, Sister Pauline.
To sing this, I've been singing it on and off most of the week, so may the Lord just help me. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Just this day, our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever.
Pauline. Thank you, Sister Missy, for your
good morning. This song I'm going to sing is called Cover Me. I'll be singing the first verse and chorus in Māori, and then I'll sing it in English after that, or whatever God says.
Thank you, Sister Missy. Just going to bring the prayer request at this moment. We'll just remember Sister Shirley at this time. I'm going to continue to lift her in prayer. We just got one from Sister Murray. Both of her grandsons, Finn and Patrick, have got severe gastro bug and in a lot of pain. And they're away as well, which probably doesn't help. It's nothing like being sick and not at home as well. So we'll just remember them in prayer this morning. Sister Helen Thompson, I believe from stroke. Thomas. Was it stroke? Yeah, so we'll just remember her in prayer this morning. Was there any others? Just remember Sister Bubs this morning. And I'm just going to ask. Oh, yeah, sorry, brother. Sorry. Okay. We'll just remember them this morning. Oh, I'll ask Brother Tom if you wouldn't mind. Brother Tom, if you wouldn't mind bringing these requests. And we'll just remember those that are on the online as well, that the Lord would undertake for them.
Father God, we come before you in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just pray for your blessings upon our brothers and sisters, Father God. Father, for their needs, Father God. We pray for healing, Father. Whatever their needs are, Lord. Lord, we lay it at the foot of the cross and we proclaim the power of the blood of the Lamb that washes over the healing, Father. Every name that was mentioned this morning, Father God, we lay it before you at the foot of the cross, at our feet of our Lord Jesus Christ. Father God, we give all praise and glory for the power of his blood that comes down from the cross for their healing power over them, Father God. Let your will be done within them, even for our sister Shelley. Lord, whatever their needs are, Lord, you have it under control, Lord. Of course, we believe, Lord, that what we've asked for in prayer, we have received it in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, we come and give praise and glory to your holy name. For we thank you, Lord Jesus, for the work of your hands, for the blessing, and for the power of the Holy Spirit. Yes. Father God, we thank you, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for your precious Son. Father, that whom that we believe, that nothing that's impossible for him. Father God, we thank you, Father God, for your healing power, yes, over our brothers and sisters. Yes, Father God, and for the blessing of this church, Father God, the Gisborne Christian Fellowship. Father God, we just thank you, Father God. And what's ahead of us, Father God, for the blessings over each and every one of us. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Brother Tom. Let's look for answered prayer, shall we? Let's just stand and sing number 309. This world is not my home. I'm just a passing through.
This world is not my home, I'm just a passing through. I mean to laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beckon me from heaven to the moon, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, I'm not my own, then what will I do?
Let's just sing number 68. I've got a home in Glory Land. It outshines the sun. And then I'll ask my help.
I've got a home in Glory Land that outshines the sun.
Your claim this morning. I've got a home in Glory Land. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Brother Howard. You may be seated.
Brother Charlie, that's you. Would you have a testimony of the outreach? What's happening up there? Just to give it. Oh, this might be good.
God, we're not all the same.
Yeah, and by the way, have a testimony, you've got to sing a song as well. That'll be good, brother.
Okay.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Amen. First of all, I'd like to give God all the glory and all the praise that God is moving by His Spirit throughout the land, you know, as we see that God is doing mighty works around the whole of the east coast of the North Island. That it's not really because it's off, you know, the main route. A lot of them, they're not remembered, but God knows. You know, we might forget, but God doesn't forget. And God loves the East Coast, and so do I. I love it. It's a beautiful place. And not only that, too, the people that God has brought across my path to nurture and to help me grow in the faith in God as we tautoko each other, we look after each other as the body of Christ. And, you know, I just want to give God all the praise and all the glory that He is doing a mighty work up there. And there are churches. There's, I think it's Linda Narimu. She's starting off with her thing. And I really thank God for the prayers of the saints. It's that prayer that as prayers given up to God, God moves by the power of His Holy Spirit. And He opens up the doors, you know, for you and I to take that opportunity by faith, believing in His word and just stepping out by faith. And it doesn't matter what's going on up there. It's just by faith that we believe that God is doing a mighty work up the East Coast. So it's very exciting. It's very exciting up there. And, you know, we can't wait to keep going back all the time, keeping going back. And it's just all glory to God and through his son, Jesus Christ. That yeah. Amen.
Well, I suppose so.
Yeah, praise the Lord. Yeah. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made. Oh, here we go. This is the day, come on now. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice, we will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. Okay. This is the day that the Lord... Oh, my gosh. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice. We rejoice because of God and Jesus. You know, he's given us so much. You know, the mind cannot fathom the real, true love of God that he's got for you and I. You know, he really, really loves us. And I've just found out in the last few sessions of my life with Jesus that, oh, yeah, God does love us. He does love us. Amen? Amen? Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. It's good to have our brothers sing and play, and it's a great blessing, really a good blessing. Who's loving the Lord this morning?
Amen.
Hallelujah. God bless you, Sister Melissa. It's good to see you, sister. Lord will give you strength and healing. Amen. I was going to get Brother Tim to read this, but he misunderstood. Yeah, I'm going to turn it on. You always tell me to. I was going to get Brother Tim to read this, but anyway, he thought I was going to read it, so I'm going to read it. We've been getting quite a few reports from people. This week we've had three that come in, and I'm just going to read this one. We read a couple of on prayer meeting. Not going yet. That's better. I'm going to push it all the way. Still learning. At 70. Praise God. No, but yeah, we just thank the Lord that these people are being really blessed, and we welcome every new person that's joining us in the service, wherever you are in the United States or in, you know, other places that have been writing to us. And we really appreciate you as a part of the body of Christ. And so we just thank the Lord that we have brethren that want to be a part of us. Praise be to God. I'm just going to read you this one here from Sister Grace, Sister Grace Hardiman. And she's just written this to us. This is to you, brethren, not to us, it's to all of us. This is the key. You're ministering to people all over this world. And, you know, we're getting about close to 200 every service that tune in. I mean, 200 views. There might be a lot more than that. But that's the connection. So Brother Charlie's up the coast. We might be preaching in India or America or... I know we are in Europe and other places too. So I don't know about you, brethren, but I just feel a great responsibility. I just wish everybody in the church would be here. It troubles me a bit, to be honest with you. There's not the commitment to the work of God, which is getting close to his coming. and we're going to be held accountable. What did you do with your time for God? And I'm not picking on anyone because I can't even think who's missing. But all I'm saying is this, we should come together. And the Bible says the more so as we see the day approaching. We should be coming to fellowship and building one another up in the Word of God and creating faith in our hearts. Now, I didn't plan to say all that, but I've said it. This is the letter. Dear Brother Searle, my name is Grace Hardiman, and I am emailing you from the USA. I accidentally, and see how God moves. It's not accidentally, it's ordered of God. Accidentally found your YouTube channel. That's where our services come from. In the middle of the night when I could not sleep. I just wanted to contact you and let you know how much your worship songs, people, your worship songs and messages have blessed me. It reminds me of the church I grew up in many years ago. The Holy Spirit is so wonderful and knows our deepest needs. Even though we are thousands of miles away, this is really truth. Even though we're thousands of miles away, I feel connected to your ministry. May God continue to bless you and your ministry. Warm regards, Grace Hardiman. And she's from Smyrna, Delaware in the USA. So praise God. May God bless you, Sister Grace Hardiman. And if there's anybody else out there who would like to join us in a bit of fellowship, send us an email. It's on our webpage. You can do that. It'd be lovely to hear from you. Just so wonderful. And I just thank God for that. Who believes that's wonderful? Because we know it's not us, it's God that does these things. We all play an important role. We really do. We don't realize. You know, if you'd heard the conversations I've had this week from people in other countries, what it means to them, you'd know that I'm not just saying things. I haven't said anything really what's been said. But we thank God for it. Praise the Lord. Now I want to sing a song. Sister June, please. Don't run away, sister dear. And what was it called? At the Cross, was it? That the one I wanted? Years I spent in vanity and pride. Now I'll tell you why. Nancy's got it there. Brother Peter, thank you, Brother Peter. Can you play? We need you. This is a precious song. Because, you know, I remember Brother Lee saying that years ago he used to sing songs, and I just sang a song. But when I started thinking of the words of the song, years I spent in vanity and pride. Oh, we spent years wasting our time on senseless things. Now, this is the thing that struck me. Caring not, my Lord was crucified. I cared not that Jesus of Nazareth was crucified. It didn't register. I cared, but it didn't register in my heart. Knowing not, it was for me he died. For you, Missy. He died for you. And your brother. And all of us. He died for us. I just think they are beautiful words. Years I spent in vanity and pride. Caring not my Lord was crucified. Knowing not it was for me he died on Calvary. Don't you love that? And the other verses are beautiful too. Shall we stand to sing it?
Yes, I spent in vanity and pride, caring not my Lord was crucified. Knowing not was for me he died on Calvary.
Hallelujah!
Mercy, there was great and grace was free.
such a please. He forgave you of every sin. You know, that's why we sing. We're so glad this great and grace was free. Pardon it was multiplied to me. There my burdened soul found liberty at Calvary. Liberty. We're free. 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 The minute you believe. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Praise be to God. God bless you all. And each one of you that are joining with us, wherever you are, may God bless you. I'm going to speak about two women today. Two ladies. I pray that God will speak to us through this. Speak to our hearts very deeply. Shall we just pray? Lord Jesus, we come to Thee in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank You for the opportunity to come around Thy Word. Thank You for the opportunity to come together. Thank You for the opportunity to be in the presence of God, for You to speak to our hearts. Lord, I just pray You'll bless every brother and sister. We just remember those that are not with us for whatever reason. I don't know what it is, but Lord, I pray that You'll help them. Bless them, encourage them, Lord. We know the time is running out. We know it's at the door. We see the world collapsing around us, Lord, like we've never seen before. I pray that we'll all be ready to go with You. We ask it in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. You may remain seated as I read the scripture, because it's rather lengthy. Well, not too long, but it's better than you standing up. And it's found in Ruth chapter 1, verse 1 through to 18. It says this: Now it came to pass, in the days of when the judges ruled, and there was a famine in the land, and a certain a man of Bethlehem, Judah, went to sojourn in the country of Moab. He and his wife and his two sons. The name of the man was Elimelech, and the name of his wife Naomi, and the name of his two sons Mahlon and Chilion, Ephratites, there you say that, of Bethlehem, Judah. And they came into the country of Moab and continued there. And Elimelech, Naomi's husband, died, and she was left and her two sons. And they took them wives of the women of Moab, and the name of one was Orpah, and the name of the other Ruth. And they dwelled there about 10 years. And Mahlon and Chilion died also, both of them. And the woman was left with her two sons, and her husband. And she arose with her daughters-in-law that she might return from the country of Moab. For each had heard of the country of Moab, how the Lord had visited his people in giving them bread. Therefore she went forth out of the place where she was, and her two daughters-in-law with her. They went out of the way to return unto the land of Judah. And Naomi said unto her two daughters-in-law, Go, return each to her mother's house. The Lord deal kindly with you, as you have dealt with the dead and with me. The Lord grant you that ye may find rest, each of you, in the house of her husband. Then she kissed them, and they lifted up their voice and wept. They said unto her, Surely we will not return with thee. Surely we will return with thee unto thy people. And Naomi said, Turn again, my daughters. Why will ye go with me? Are there yet any more sons in my womb that they may be your husbands? Turn again, my daughters, go your way, for I am too old to have a husband. If I should say I have hope, if I should have a husband also tonight, and should also be a sons? Would ye tarry for them till they were grown up? Would ye stay for them from having husbands? Nay, my daughters, for it has grieved me much for your sakes that the hand of the Lord has gone out against me. And they lifted up their voice and wept again. And Orpah kissed her mother-in-law, but Ruth clave unto her. And she said, behold, thy sister-in-law is gone back unto her people and unto her gods. Return thou after thy sister-in-law. Ruth said, entreat me not to leave thee, or to return from following after thee, for whither thou goest, I will go. Whether thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God, my God. Where thou diest, will I die, and there will I be buried. The Lord do so to me, and more also, if aught not, aught but death part thee and me. And when she saw that she was steadfastly minded to go with her, then she left speaking unto her. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. Yes, I've called this Ruth and Orpah. Everything that's written in the Bible is for a purpose. That didn't have to be written. You know what? It was written in detail. What for? You and I. It's a lesson here. A very sobering lesson. So I believe the story is happening every day. Professing believers everywhere. We'll get into that. And it's a frightening development to see today. May God help us all. May he help me. May he help my family. May he help you and your families to not miss something. Because if you miss it forever. And you people out there on the internet, this is for you too. It's not by chance you've tuned in. God wants you to hear this word for a reason. And so we see it was a frightening development. And we see it today. May God help us. The God's word has given us counsel concerning the last day problem. Let's turn to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 1 to 3. And now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, that by our gathering together and by our gathering together unto him, that ye be not soon shaken in mind or be troubled, neither by spirit nor by word, nor by letter as from us, as the day of Christ is at hand. The day of Christ is at hand. It's a lot closer now than when Paul said that. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come. The day of the coming of the Lord shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and the man of sin is revealed, the son of perdition. You see, brother and sister, these things are very important to us. We are in harvest time. This is the harvest time. This is the end of the time. The seeds have been sown. The preachers have gone out. They've sown the seed of the gospel to all peoples. Maybe just as a few left to go. But you see, when you sow the seed, you have no idea what's been sown. No idea what's been sown. It's only at harvest time, and we've all found this out, at harvest time that you find out what was sown. You might think you've sown wheat. You've sown wheat, and up comes tares, which are weeds. That couldn't have been wheat. I'll talk about that later. And in seed form, you cannot tell what it really is until at harvest. They say about the harvest, about the tares of the wheat. My mother found this out of a Bible dictionary. Told me I was so blessed. They said when the tares are the ones that go for the burning. The wheat's put into the garner, the believer and the unbelievers. They claim that the tares, when they're growing up, look identical to wheat, brother. Isn't that something? Identical to wheat until harvest time. And then they change. Then you can identify what seed it is. So harvest time is very important. We sing about harvest time. So I pray that God will make this clear to us. You can read that story in Matthew 13. As Jesus said, by their fruits you shall know them, not by their words. We can say a lot of words, we can do a lot of things, but it's the fruit that you bear in your life. We recently preached on that. Identifies what seed you're of. But it's only manifested at the end. And this is very serious to me. Because I see a lot of people falling away. They're very enthusiastic, then they just slip away. Very sad. Very scary. Don't let it be you. May God's grace be to us all. Now, the account of Orpah's experience, her kiss to her mother-in-law, and Ruth's steadfastness and surrounding events is very striking and true today. There are two types of Christians, the Orpahs and the Ruths. You see, brother and sister, there's the wishbone Christian. You know what a wishbone is? They've got no backbone. They're in, out, yes, no, double-mindedness. But a steadfast and committed Christian is different. But a steadfast like Ruth was. But it's not easy to identify until the end. You see, brother and sister, we're all going to go through a test. None of you are going to escape from it. You all have to go through the test. And it's by the grace and mercy of God that He keeps us through the test. Now, these people in that story were not of the world. So this makes it even more closer to home. This is so sobering that this took place among so-called believers. Also, it took place during the Exodus back in the Promised Land. That's where it happened. We too have come out of the world. We've come out of the different denominations we've been locked up in, pressing towards the rapture. Remember, Jesus said these things are written for our admonition and learning. In 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 11, now all these things happen unto them for examples, and they are written for our admonition upon whom the ends of the world have come. So I said to you before, God allowed this to be written so that we can learn a lesson. I pray that God will give us ears to hear. He'll anoint our ears to hear what the Word of God says. Therefore, let him thinketh that he standeth. Take heed, lest he fall. You see, brothers and sisters, the warning from God is, if you think I'm a strong Christian, praise God, I've been serving God for 35 years. That's good, but take heed. Be careful that you don't fall. We've got to trust in the Lord all the way. Who wants to trust Him? All the way we trust in Him. So we see that
these things happening unto them for examples, and they are written for our admonition or for a warning upon whom the ends of the world are come. That is us. We are at the end of the world. You know that? The world knows this too. It's everywhere. They know we're at the last day. 1 minute before midnight. I don't frighten you, but you don't have to be frightened when you really get into God. Yes, they had already left their pagan Moabites behind. Now, if you've read any history, the Moabite people were the most barbarian you could ever think of. Ungodly, religiously, very religious, but offer little babies to the idols. They had them slaughtered. They killed the babies. They're still doing that today with abortion. It's premeditated murder. Who believes that's amen? Amen. If you're a Christian, you know it's wrong. The world's going to pay dearly for it. Don't want to get into that subject. It makes me cry. And so they had those Moabites, idol worshippers, offering little babies to the idols. It's almost hard to imagine. So they came out of all this family. They'd left the pagan Moabites behind. Things looked good. But brother and sister, we are to go all the way with God's despised few. Not some of the way. Some of the way won't help you. It'll put you in a worse state. We've got to go all the way. Come out from among you. Come out from among them, my people, and be ye separate, saith the Lord. Come out and don't go back. There's much in the Bible about this, we'll see. We come out, what for? To enter into full Holy Ghost experience with God. I want to say to you all here, and those listening, you need to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit to get out of here. That's your only way out. Not go to church, and that's nice, and singing and preaching. That's great. You've got to be filled with the Spirit. Hallelujah. So we see they came out. And God wants us to stay out. Don't give the world an inch. I tell you what, there's a demon in this world. And it's called the world. And it's powerful. Very powerful. Don't give the world an inch into our life. Because that will become a mile. Starts off an inch, then it becomes a mile. And it'll take over our life. The world is lethal. Don't look back to Moab. Otherwise, you'll perish with them. Brother and sister, I'm not just reading words. I'm not just saying things to the Bible. This is a word from God to you. A warning. Wake up. Howard Searle needs to wake up. All of us need to wake up. You folks overseas need to wake up too. So we see the story of Lot's wife. This is parallels everywhere. The Bible's full of the warnings. Lot's wife had made a fatal mistake. You know why? She was already out of Sodom and Gomorrah. She was climbing up the hill on her way. Freedom. But the angel of the Lord says, don't look back. And that's what people do. They come to God, they feel God, and they start looking back to where they came from. And the Bible says when she looked back, she became a pillar of salt. The judgment of God came upon her. And what did Jesus say to you and I? He just made this one statement, Luke 17:32. Remember Lot's wife. Remember Lot's wife. She was out. She was getting away from the judgment of fire and brimstone. They've found that too today. But listen, brother and sister, she wasn't right out. She came out of Sodom, but Sodom hadn't come out of her. People come out of the world, but the world's still in there. And they start looking back. Maybe she just wondered, how are my friends doing? How's my garden doing? He said, don't look back. It's a one direction forward. We've got to keep going forward, not back. That's why the armor is always on the front. The breastplate, the shield, the helmet. It's always for going forward, not going backwards. I just want to say, brother and sister, I know what I'm talking about. I know what I'm talking about. I have got to face this myself. There's no slipping up. Too dangerous, too late in the day. So we see, you give the devil an inch to the worldly things. The minute you start thinking of the worldly things, you're looking back. You are looking back and you're in danger of hell. That's the truth. I want to read you something, if I can find it. It was very good. I thought it was very good. Oh, where was it? You sent that to me. Somebody sent it to me. It was really good. But anyway, I may read it to you sometime. As the founder of the Salvation Army, what was his name? William Booth. He said, the real dangers of the last day will have Christianity preached, the word preached, without an anointing. We'll have people preaching about heaven and not hell. It's just all gone to heaven. That's a lie. Do you know Jesus spoke more about hell than he did heaven? Because he wanted you and I to get out of it. And other things he said, five things, is very good. I'll get it sometime. Hallelujah. Who loves the Lord?
Amen.
And Jesus said in Luke 9:62, this is what Jesus said. Talking about looking back. And Jesus said unto him, no man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. You're unfit if you keep looking back to the world. You're unfit for the kingdom. And one thing is sure, you won't be in the kingdom. You might think you're a Christian, you're doing this, and you come out of the Moabitish worship, you come out of the world, you come out of some false teachings, and you got to keep going. May God help us. We cannot judge on outward appearances. Now, this is really important. We cannot judge on outward appearances. Why anybody could see that Orpah, the sister of Ruth, Orpah was really sincere. She had left her idols behind. She had walked in the camp of true believers. She was identified with them and she was even married to them. So it's looking pretty good. Pretty committed lady. She confessed their God. She attended their services. This is exactly what happened to Orpah. She attended their services and she seemed to be walking the life, as it were. In other words, she started off very well. Everything appeared good outwardly. And that's what I'm afraid of in my life. I don't want to be an outward Christian. I want to have it on the inside. And it comes on to the outside. There's much we can say what Jesus said on that subject. So may the Lord help us. But inwardly, in her, a real experience and a commitment to God was missing. She belonged to the family that loved God. She walked with them. She went to their services. She believed. She came out of the idols. Now she's coming out of Moab. And she's going to the promised land of Israel. She wants to follow the God of Israel. So it looked really good. This lady's come on pretty well. And we're just typing it's not typing, it actually happened. There's an example to you and I that you can go to church, you can do all the right things that look good, but is there a commitment on the inside? Like we said about Lot's wife, she came out of Sodom, but Sodom had not come out of her. And God sees all that. Now, I want to ask you a sobering question. Is everybody listening? Say amen.
Amen.
This is a sobering question. You need to address it. What if your husband died? Or your wife? Would you still follow steadfastly after the Lord? Now that's easy to say, amen. Because she had lost her husband, who was a believer, a real believer. She had lost her brother-in-law as well. And a father-in-law. Would you still follow steadfastly after the Lord? Would you still come to church? Because I have seen the Brother Lee. We've seen people come to church, get married, hallelujah, we're serving God, we're going to be used of God. And then something happens to one of them, and the other one just slips away. Right? We've seen it. Listen, brothers, this is a reality sermon. This is not imagination. It could happen any time in your life. Any one of us could be called. Would you still come to church as you do now? If he wasn't there or she wasn't there, when things are going good and smoothly, we can follow others when it's easy going. However, when circumstances greatly change, we can change too. Same thing with all of us, with brother and sister. Brother, if your wife was taken, would you continue to walk with God? Good question. She's gone. Would you still have that fervency that she had? And that hunger to serve the Lord and to come to church? Yes, Orpah had changed. She had changed, but she was never truly in. This is what I'm trying to say. We can have all the outward manifestations. Nobody knew that until just before they entered the promised land that the tears showed their colors. It grew up and they knew. Naomi knew that she was just actually a make-believer. Now what happens. It's very important. We know the story of the five wise and five foolish virgins. They're all going to meet the Lord. The Lord's coming to take us. Hallelujah. Holding their lamps. And all of a sudden they ran out of oil. And they weren't ready to go with the bridegroom to the wedding supper. That's our Lord Jesus. They weren't ready and the door was shut and they were left behind. Now, brothers and sisters, if you've seen them before, they were just right there. Everyone's great. We're getting ready for the rapture. Hallelujah. We're going to be there. And then they just slip away. They don't go to church. They start chasing the things of the world. Little things, but little things are big things. I know all about it. I'm human too. You got to watch it. You really have to be careful. The devil is walking about. You know, he's walking about like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. He's not running, he's walking. He's taking his time trying to find somebody. Somebody that will listen to his foolish gestures. That's why he's walking. He's out to get you. The hounds of hell are after you, sisters. They really are. You've got to be very careful how you dress. Don't be immoral. We'll put you in hell one day and you'll take brothers with you or men with you. You've got to be very careful. Extremely careful. It's no use just messing around. Tell the truth. One day it'll come back to you. And this sermon will be played back on Judgment Day. Every sermon that's sent from God will be played back. So we see these people, they weren't ready. They enjoyed everything. They enjoyed the anointings. They loved to feel the Spirit. They'd even have a little cry. Christians have a little cry, a little weep, oh Lord. But so did Orpah. She cried too. She had tears running down her cheeks too, like Ruth was. But you know what? Her heart was back in Moab amongst the gods and idolatry. They cried with them, which on the outside looked really good. Oh, she's getting through to God. I have seen, now brother and sister, take my word for it. I've been in many, hundreds I would say, prayer lines, altar calls. Because I just have a lot of altar calls all my life. And I've seen people weep and cry. It looked pretty good, very encouraging. A few months later, it's gone. So Orpah was weeping to go with Naomi back to Judah, back to the God of Israel. Everyone said, oh, she's in all right. She's convinced. She means business with God. You know, brothers and sisters, we go through, where are all the people this morning? Where are they if they are really convicted in their soul? Why aren't they here? Now, there may be some very good reasons. But for those that aren't very good reasons, where are they? My desire on Sunday morning, on resurrection morning, is what? To be in the house of the Lord. I've been like, you say, oh, that's because you're a pastor. That's nonsense. For 50 years, I've been like that. I wasn't even a preacher. I just wanted to be in church and feel the Spirit of God moving in my heart. It looked good. Look at our story in Ruth 1:8. Naomi said unto her two daughter-in-laws, go, return each to her mother's house. The Lord deal kindly with you as ye have dealt with the dead. And with me. And the Lord grant you that you may find rest, each of you, in the house of her husband. And she kissed them. And they lifted up their voice. And they wept. And they said unto her, surely we will return with thee unto thy people. We're going to return back to Israel. We're going to return back to the God of Judah. Outwardly, Orpah was one of them. She's one of them. We're coming back. Great tears of repentance. No doubt. We've seen people weep and cry. They are sincere at the time. But the problem is, it doesn't go deep enough. There's a lot of emotion sometimes, but it's got to go right down into your soul that you mean business with God. And if nobody goes, if your husband doesn't go, or if your wife doesn't go, you're going. Who feels that way? I just want to go with you, Lord. I'm not going to wait for anyone else. I'm not waiting for anyone to join me. I hope they do. But that's not the criteria. Got a conviction in my heart. The repentance does not go deep enough. It's only in the spirit realm. It never gets right down into the soul. Think of this sobering thought. Orpah was very sincere with her mother-in-law. She was sincere. She came up and kissed her. Said, Naomi, I have to say goodbye. She was very sincere with her. The tears were flowing. She was sincere with her mother-in-law, but not with her God. Not with Naomi's God. Some go along with the things of God to please others. We're nearing the end, saints. I've told somebody today, overseas, we're nearing the end. We must believe all the word to the soul. The final test came for Orpah. And the final test will come for every person here in the sound of my voice and overseas. The final test will come to all. It's going to come to me. It's going to come to my wife and to my children and to my grandchildren. Will you receive and obey all of God's word? All of it. The Bible says, if you do not keep the law to the last detail, you've kept none. Who knows that scripture? You're familiar with that word? Under the law, you have to keep it all or none. Well, we realized we couldn't keep the law. Praise God, he sent a new covenant of grace through Calvary. Are you happy with just a little anointing now and again, a little bit of weeping, a little bit of crying every so often? You know, brother and sister, I've seen over and over again, take my word for it. It's not the outward manifestation. No. It's not. Many will make that fatal mistake. They go to church, they shout, they cry a little, as I said. But during the week, they're still looking back. They're still looking back to the world. Sunday morning, there's a lot of weeping and crying, seemingly. But on Monday morning and during the week, it's looking back for the world. I speak this in the name of Jesus Christ. This is the truth. This is what goes on. So Naomi bade them once more. If you girls care for the ease and comfort of life, why don't you just return to your Moabite friends? And finally, Orpah, with more tears, kissed the fatal kiss. There is a fatal kiss, you know that. And spiritually speaking, there is a fatal kiss. The tears were of the wrong kind. You can have tears and be of the wrong kind. Not tears of repentance to the God of Naomi. No, but it was human affection. Orpah kiss looked very touching, but was definitely the wrong type of kiss. I know this is true. It's a very terrible thing. Orpah, with much human grief and a respectful kiss, left her mother-in-law and her people and her God. That was the danger. That kiss took her out of the kingdom of God. She went back to offering babies on idols. She went back to the unbelief of the Moabites. She had made a choice. We all have to make a choice. While Ruth, with all her heart, clave unto the God of Israel. Oh, she was a determined woman. I want to meet Sister Ruth. Who wants to meet Sister Ruth? She was determined, such an opposite to her sister-in-law. While Ruth, all her heart, clave unto the God of Israel, Orpah took ease and pleasure of idolatrous life, doomed and never heard of again in the Bible. She lost it right there. Ruth had a steadfast love for God's word and with eternal life. She became a great Ruth. This Moabitess with her steadfastness became a great, 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 great 42 times. Yeah, 42 great mothers, 42 times she became the grandmother, am I saying the right word, of Mary who bore Jesus. Do you know that this decision that she made was in the lineage of Christ? Read your Bible. 42 generations away from Mary. So every decision we make is very important. It may not look much at the time, but one day it will manifest the importance of that decision. Yes. 42 great-grandmothers away from Mary, who bore Jesus, our Savior. The Bible says many are called, but few are chosen. Sure, she came out, but her heart was looking back to Moab. Just like Lot's wife. Jesus said, remember Lot's wife. Remember Lot's wife. Don't forget it. The Bible tells us that, what are you going to do? It's nothing to do with your husband, your friends, or any of us. I've got to make my choice, and you have to make yours. Remember, Orpah made her own decision. I'm going back. And so do you have to make your own decision. So many called ones have given the outward kiss of human affection. Oh, we love you, sister. We love you, brother. So many have turned aside from walking all the way into the promised land. It could happen this afternoon. Yes, called of God. Yes, felt the wonderful anointing. Many people have been anointed, but never got it. They spoke in tongues. The Bible, Jesus said, you know, or Paul said, although I speak with tongues of men of angels, have not charity, I'm nothing. You've seen them make mighty works of God, healings and all those things are very wonderful, but that doesn't put you in. You're very blessed to see that. It should make you more zealous to get closer to God. They rejected the word of God, the precious word of God, when it came to them. They couldn't do it. Jesus' own disciples. Jesus' own disciple. Chosen under pressure, gave him an Orpah kiss of betrayal. He went up to Jesus, and Jesus said, what is it you want, friend? And he kissed him on the cheek, and he betrayed the Lord of glory. I tell you, watch those kisses. You know what I'm talking as examples. We're not talking about necessarily a natural kiss, but it's just an example. He gave that kiss of betrayal, that Orpah just gave her a look nice kiss, but actually doomed her. She went back to idol worship. Lost forever. Never heard of her again. Oh, that was Judas. But we cannot deny that Judas was called of God. He went out and did signs and wonders. Jesus said so. He gave him power over the enemy. It's more than power over the enemy. It's a commitment to your Lord. Lord, I'm giving you all of my life. Every ounce of my life I give to you today. Who wants to do that? Raise your hand. Lord, I want to give every ounce of my life to you. What about the 70 hand-picked disciples of Jesus? I'm telling you, read the scriptures. It's everywhere. It's a warning to us all. Jesus said to them that there are some of you that believe not. His disciples. There are some of you that believe not. For Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that believed not and who should betray him. And he said, therefore, said I unto you that no man can come unto me except were given unto him of my Father. If God calls you, you are a very blessed person. You should sacredly hold to that call and say, Lord, I'm not going to let that go like Jacob. I'm not going to let you go until you bless me. And from that time, many of his disciples went back. They went back. They walked with him. They're in the meetings. They saw the healings. They're helping Jesus get the people together. And many walked no more with him. Then Jesus said unto the 12, that's all he had left. He said unto the 12, will you also go away? Then Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. Hallelujah. Who's staying with Jesus? Don't stay with the church. Stay with Christ. Amen. I want to stay with the Lord. I go to the Gisborne Christian Fellowship. So what? You need to get Christ in your soul, in your vessel. You've got to serve him day and night, loving him and praying to him and giving your all and helping him and ministering to people about him. And so Peter said, Lord, thou hast the words of eternal life. And we believe and are sure, not double-mindedness, are sure that thou art that Christ, the Son of the living God. He was a Ruth. Peter was a Ruth. Did you know that? He had the faith of Ruth. I'm going to stay with you, Naomi. You see, the scriptures have to be fulfilled and the Orpahs have to leave. The Orpahs have to leave. They can't stay around. In 1 John chapter 2, verse 18, Jesus said, little children, it is the last time. And as you have heard that Antichrist shall come, even now, there are many antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time. They went out from us. Listen to the words. They went out from us, the Orpahs. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would have no doubt continued with us. But they went out, that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us. Coming to the church, putting your name on the book, not that we have a book. You can't put your name on the book to join church. It doesn't put you in the book of life. It's nice, very nice. But I want something a bit more solid than that for my eternal destination. I want to know that my name has been put in the book of life because I received Jesus Christ. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and so shalt thou be saved and thy house. It's not something about what church you go to. There's nonsense about churches. We are believers. We believe the word of God. We believe what Jesus has done for us, so we must walk sincerely with him. So Ruth's heart was fixed. She was fixed. What about yours? Is your heart fixed to go all the way? As David said in Psalm 57:7, my heart is fixed, O God, my heart is fixed. I'm going all the way with God's despise for you. I will sing and give praise, he says. I finish with one scripture. It says this, 1 Corinthians 9:24. Know ye not that they which run in a race run all? But one received the prize. So run that you may obtain. Don't be an orpah. Oh yes, we're going to the promised land. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh, I love you, Jesus. And then when it comes to the crunch line, they're going back to the world. They lost it. Hold on to eternal life. Bind it about your neck, the word of God. Bind it about your neck and don't let it go. That word is for you. Shall we stand? Lord Jesus, we know this story is very sobering. Very sobering, Lord. I pray that it'll sink deep into the hearts of every person, here and afar. Those that would hear this will say, am I an Orpah or am I a Ruth? Am I going all the way? Am I a Peter? Or am I a Judas? Judas was very close to Jesus. He gave him a kiss, but he lost it completely. Cast out. Lord, I just pray that you speak to my heart. Speak to my brothers and sisters' heart, Lord. Let us see the real need to be totally committed to thee. So few will be ready when you come. Many are called, but few are chosen. I pray that by the grace and mercy of God, Lord, this morning you'll call us all here. And those listening, may they reach out to you and say, Lord, I want to be there. We commit this word into thy hands. Pray that it'll not fall to the ground, but it'll find good ground and bring forth much fruit. We ask it in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. Here it is here, the song. Lovely words. Take it into your heart. Don't just sing a lovely tune. Sing the words into your heart. Though thou my everlasting portion, more than friend or life to me, all along my pilgrim journey, Savior, let me walk. Close to thee, close to thee, close to thee. All along my pilgrim journey, Savior, me walk. See, brother and sister, we're actually in a pilgrim journey. We're pilgrims. We don't belong here. We're going to another city. And we're on our way to that city. We're going to go all the way with him. Are you wanting to go all the way? Why don't you ask God, help me to be close to thee. Don't pull out halfway along like Orpah did. Like Lot's wife. Got out, came out, but lost it. Not for ease or worldly pleasure, not for fame my prayer shall be. Want God to help you? You mean business with God? You're going all the way, you're not going to pull out. You want to go all the way, He'll help you. You're welcome to come. We'll pray for you. Anyone sick? God said He's the healer. I'm the Lord that healeth all thy diseases. Lead me through the veil of shadow. Let me all life's ripples see. In thy gate. Of my eternal, may I
I was just talking to a man yesterday about things of the Lord for about half an hour. Really keen. But if you could have only heard what we heard today, he had the right approach, right attitude, right everything, but the wrong person involved. I won't say any more about that, but he was actually an Indian gentleman. Very nice man. I've been praying for him. And we can say whatever we like, but it's what God gives you to say. And God that does it. I'm just going to pray now. And then we'll finish with 227, My Heart Can Sing When I Pause to Remember. Lord Jesus, we're very grateful for what we've heard today. We know it's the truth. Lord, help us to keep on the race. We don't have to win the race, but we have to finish the race. We don't have to cross the line first, so long as we actually get there and cross it. And Lord, you have encouraged us to receive you in past times. And we knew that it was going to be what we needed to be, Jesus Christ in our life. Help us to finish the race, Lord. Be with the people on the internet. They are not forgotten. God knows every detail of everyone that listens, ours included in this auditorium. We love you, Lord. We just need to be a testimony for you wherever we are. Help us to love you more and more. We ask it in Jesus' name. And Lord, we just say thank you for the food. Bless it to us, we pray. Thank you for the afternoon meeting, Lord. Bless it to us. And thank you, Lord, for all the friends that we know that love the Lord Jesus Christ, because they are our brothers and sisters. And you are coming again very soon. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
My heart can sing when I pause to remember a heartache is but a stepping through along the trail that's winding.
This afternoon we are going to have communion, and you're very welcome to have fellowship with us here in the auditorium. May the Lord bless you as you go.